Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Do we have any questions? Yes, brother, there.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
Sheikh, can you tell a timing before, without listening to the azan or without watching a watch, seeing the time, the perfect time to break the fast? Is it that the people say while the sky should be orange in color and some say it should be dark?
None of the two is correct. The time to break your fast is when the sun disappears. So whether the sun is orange, whether it's red, whether it's purple, depending on what you're doing, and depending on the severity of your hunger and thirst, you may see colors. But if the sun disappears, if the sun sets, that's it. Whether the adhan is called or not, this is very important. Allah Azza wa Jal did not order me to fast or break my fast in accordance to the adhan. I'm instructed to fast when I can distinguish the thread of the day from the night. So if I am in the desert and I see in the direction of the east the true fajr, the true dawn, immediately I have to refrain and I pray. And likewise, if I'm at the seaside and I can see the sun, the minute the sun disappears, even if the adhan does not call, I break my fast and I pray, because this is something between me and Allah, and I can see the sun, it disappeared, the sun has set, khalas. For me, this is the time to pray and to break my fast. Likewise, if I'm on the ground and I take off and I can see the sun, and as I'm taking off, the sun has completely disappeared. So I break my fast, regardless whether the people on the ground broke their fast or not, but most likely they did. But even if they didn't, I could care less.
In one hadith, it is said that with the funeral, three things go, and two go back, and one goes with the deceased. Now, in contrast, you said this forgiveness, supplication, everything also is, you know, helping the deceased. So if you could elaborate on this also.
The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, when a person goes to his grave, three things go with him to the cemetery. One stays and two return. The one that stays are his own deeds. And the one that goes back are his wealth and his family. However, we all know that the Prophet told us alayhi salatu wasalam that the supplication of the people to the deceased benefit him. And that is why we offer what prayer? Funeral prayer. What is the reason of us offering funeral prayer? Is to intercede and to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness for him. And that is why they say that this reaches him without any problem. Likewise, the other hadiths, when a man said, O Prophet of Allah, my mother died, and I feel that if she didn't, she would have given this garden, this farm, for the cause of Allah. So shall I do that? And the Prophet said, yes. So this means that this reaches it. Also, those who ask the Prophet about performing Hajj on behalf of her mother or her father who died and did not perform Hajj. And the Prophet said, yes. So all of these indicate to us that the deeds of the individual will all cease and stop, but that does not mean that he cannot be benefited by others. The Prophet says, if the son of Adam dies, all of his deeds are interrupted. They are cut off, except three: a continuous charity, ongoing charity, or beneficial knowledge that people benefit from, and I pray to Allah that Allah makes this part of the beneficial knowledge. And thirdly, a righteous offspring that supplicates and seeks forgiveness for Allah for him. This is your own doing. But there are other means where people grant you and give to you that would benefit you in your grave and on the hereafter, as the Prophet said alayhi as-salatu was-salam. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Shamtullah.
Can a old person fast some days of Ramzan and feed the people for the rest of the days?
Yes, if a person is in between, in the sense that he is pardoned for not fasting due to his old age. Yet sometimes he finds himself having the ability to fast. In this case, when he is able to fast, he should fast. And when he is not able to fast, he may feed poor people, providing that this is ongoing. Not that he felt this Ramadan that he's unable to do it, so he fasted 15 days and the 15 days he gave for the poor, but next year he's okay. No, I'm talking about someone who is really old and unable, too weak, too fragile to fast. In this case, he may feed for every day one poor person. And whenever he feels fit and he decides to fast, this is acceptable, inshallah. Yes, brother there.
Sheikh, as we have mentioned that an heir can make up for the deeds of the deceased. So, for example, can he seek forgiveness on his behalf? For example, if the deceased might have backbitten a person, can he seek forgiveness from that person on behalf of the deceased?
Seeking forgiveness, yes, you can, definitely. Because it is ongoing. It will be ongoing as long as the other person did not forgive him. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ, whenever one of you transgresses against his brother, he should seek his forgiveness before the day of judgment, because there are no dinars or dirhams. There are only the good deeds and the bad deeds. So the Prophet said, you must seek his forgiveness, ask him to pardon you. And if this is not possible and the person dies, then his son or his brother goes to him or his friend and asks him to do this, inshallah. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
Suppose a person is on his deathbed and he knows that he will soon die after 1 or 2 days. And on his deathbed, he says, because it's a habit in nowadays that we sometimes, suppose we are buying or we are selling something, so we don't have a money, so we can give it later on, or I'll take it later on. So if I tell him that I will give you later on, and many times it happens, but most of the people tend to forget. So on the deathbed, when I say, if I am in debt of anyone, so I will pay it to you, so please come, and the person does not come, so will I be responsible for that?
Well, this depends. If you did not have the intention not to pay, and the person himself failed to come forward or said, it's only a small amount, I don't want to come, then no, you will not be responsible for that. But even if you die, it is the responsibility of everyone who has debt to come forward and say to the heir, listen, your father owes me so and so. These are the documents. Or he would say, this is my word for it, I have witnesses. And they must give him the loan or the debt before distributing the inheritance. Because the last thing you do is you distribute the inheritance. There are three things you do before that. And it is combined in the word tadum in Arabic, T-D-O-O-W-M. When a person dies, four things must be done. First of all, from his money, to take the money to prepare for his funeral. First thing, this is tajheez, the T. Then you have to look at his debts. This is the dal. You have to look for the debts and pay all of his debts, even if this means that you pay all of his inheritance. If he left only 100,000, his debts are 200,000. Pay off the 100,000. Third thing, if there is enough money left, look for the wasiyyah. If he had left any will, so if gave 1/3 of my money to Sheikh Asim, Jazakallah khair. I am more than pleased to take that. So this is the third thing. Last thing is the inheritance. And this is in Arabic, tadum, tajheez, dain, wasiyya, and mirath. These are the four letters in this word. This is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.